Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Of the temple, which is called Beautiful. drax arms of them that enter into the temple. Seeing, 3 said, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked arms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. 5 said, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You may be seated. The flower faded. The word of our God shall stand forever. Talk from the subject, I am on the battlefield of my Lord. And I promise him that I serve him till I die. That's the topic.
That's it.
I'm on the battlefield of my Lord. And I promise him that I serve him till I die. Good God of mine. I think I'm going to say that again. I am on the battlefield. See, when you're on the battlefield, you get some bruises. You get some scars. You get an eye. Even by your own family. Maybe your husband or your wife knows somebody. When you're on the battlefield, you get talked about. Ridiculed. Lied on. Picked on. And picked out. When you're on the battlefield, sometimes you have to cry because they have done you so bad. But you promise now, he said, that I serve him. This is one thing. I promise him, and we're on the radio live. God is good, and still got the radio broadcast on. Help somebody. Ain't nothing like the blessings of God and the favor of God that he puts on my life. Because if it had not been for the Lord on your side and my side, we wouldn't be up in here. So I just come to tell you that I promised him that I would serve him till I die. And sometimes, you know, when you keep a promise, the devil always try to backdoor the promise. And I always try to make a duplicate out of what God has done. But let me tell you something, devil. Devil, you is no match for God, because victory was won out there on God's office. I thank you, Lord. And not only that, but he said, I got all power in my hands. Jesus said that, he said to those boys that I'm going up to Jerusalem and I'm going to be put into the hands of some cruel men. I'm going to be beaten and mocked and scourged and slapped on and spit on. But the third day, I will rise. He and them didn't know, understand. They was mere men, fishermen, country old boys trying to make a living to take care of their families like I am. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can say, know somebody. I was telling the man Draper the other day, and Draper said, oh yeah, you real deal. Yeah, I want to hear you preach, but I didn't start preaching, but I told him, I said, I'm on the battlefield. And sometimes you're on the battlefield, you get tired every now and then. Hell, now you ain't got to believe me. But the closer you get to God, and the more you say, Lord, I want to do this for you. I want to show you that I love you. I want to ignore my sleep. I normally take a nap at the 4:30 in the evening, but I'm going to lift that up and I'm going to start trying to lead your word a little better. And I'm going to try to get a little closer to you. Hear the little swoop for a second. I know. How do I know? Because I've done it myself. Every time I try to do something constructive for the Lord, Satan have a way of always trying to interfere in it. But let me tell you something. When you're on the battlefield, you always got the lieutenant and you got the sergeant, but I know the captain of the ship. I know the captain that's in the army. His name is Jesus Christ. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? These are boys' ship. Peter and John, let's look at the text. They were going up to Jerusalem. Jesus had already told them that they're going to have to face and the things that this is going to come up against them. Because he had already said, whatever he said, it's going to come to pass anyway. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together at the hour of the ninth hour. That's the hour I try to keep every day. Every day you're going to find me on my knees somewhere. It may be in a closet, it may be on the street, wherever. But I'm trying to show God that I remember that you died for my sins. And not only that you died, but you gave me life and you woke me up early this morning. Did you wake me up this morning? I think you did. Started you on your way? But I think that now I know what 2 plus 2 is because somebody in this earth realm did not wake up. And somebody in this earth realm started out on this journey this morning, on the 7th day of May, but because of the death angel, the prayer angel, whichever one to call it, that came and knocked on their door, they go on to the land of the nevermore. That's a land where we'll never grow old. That's a land where we don't have to worry about being talked about. We don't have to be worried about being ridiculed. That's a land that we don't have to worry about howling. Every day will be Sunday, Saturday. Ain't God great? They said, they went up together for what? To pray. If you don't know how to pray, if you ain't got a prayer life, if you got a prayer life, try to get it strong with the Lord. Because a prayer life is a commune with you and the Father. I don't care what you say, prayer will change your situation. May not come when you want it, may not be on time, may not think when you coming, but let me tell you something. We've been into it for a night, but joy coming in the moment. I may not have it in the morning, but that's okay. I'm still praising because praises is what I do. Because when praises goes up, and every blessings come down. And not only that, sometimes you might have to praise with tears in your eyes because of your family and done you something wrong. And have I talking to somebody in here? Sometimes when you've done all you can do for your family and they still want to stuff their foot on your neck, you just got to say, Lord, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand because I know that you is my redeemer. I know that you is my source. I know that you is my rock in a weary land. I know that you is a shelter in a storm. I know that you is a shelter in a time of storm. I know that you will make a way out of no way. When I'm trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. I didn't come to do nothing but to tell you what thus says the Lord. I'm tired, been running all week, but I say, Lord, give me a little strength so I can deliver your word because praises is what I do. Running all week to the jail house, back here, and there. But I know that only what you do for Christ will last. I remember 30 years ago at the water fountain, he said, Eugene, I want you to preach my word. And I couldn't say no because the feeling came. I said, yeah, I'll preach your word. He said, they're going to talk about you. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to lie to you. Some of the people in your own church are going to talk about you. But I'm going to be with you.
Come on now.
Hello, somebody. Right now. And when God is with you, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Y'all hear me? I said, when the God of the universe said, they're going to talk about you, but I'm going to be, I remember the words like yesterday. You know, I ain't lying behind this. I remember that. Yeah. And there's been so many people talking about me. Now you want to be my own brother. I can't go around you because he try to pick at me and laugh at me and talk about me. But anyway, I'm going to pray for him anyway because I know that what I'm doing for the Lord in a lesson. So they went back to the church said that these old boys was going up minding their own business. They had just got through talking about on the day of Pentecost and Peter had just got through preaching and 3,000 souls were saved. And then they were speaking to them in their own language. The Bible said that they was begin to laugh at them. And that's in Acts chapter 2 if you want to read it. But if you go back to Acts chapter 1, the Bible said that they was up in the upper room. And they were praying because Jesus hadn't left them alone. They thought, but Jesus was there because he said, I promise you that I'd never leave you nor forsake you. You need to know that God, whatever you're going through, God is with you. Whatever trial you got, God is with you. Whatever you're going through, whatever bill is due, and you ain't got the money to pay the bill, and you don't know where the money's going to come from, you got to say, Lord. Yes, ain't God good? Just hallelujah. Ooh, Lord. God, I'm black too. Yeah, I'm black. I'm black and I'm proud too. Yeah, Lord, I'm black and I'm proud. Because I know one thing. God made this old body and I got to be trampled with whatever it is, whatever happened to this old body. I got to say thank you, Lord, for making this old body. Yeah. got to thank God for what it is. You don't want to thank God. All we want to do is complain. Talk about it. Hear me, son. Y'all know one thing, that God brought y'all a long ways. Jerusalem, you build a God that brought y'all many dangerous causes there. You need to give him some praise up in here. So many people want to be so cute. Let me tell you something, baby. That cute gonna go away one day. You're gonna get old one day. The teeth gonna fall. And all of it. And all of it. Some of them women up there at the care house think they're so gifted to help you. I said, don't switch too hard. You might break something, baby. Hello, somebody. Might break something. Y'all know it's all right. It's tight, but it's right. The Bible says. Look at your text. I'm going to read. I want to read. It says, a saved man. Now, this certain man had a family. But let me tell you something. Grandmama always told me, let me tell you something, Black Baby G. No matter how high you go up that ladder, and no matter how high you stay up on that ladder, but sooner or later you're going to have to come down every now and then. That's why the things that God allowed me to operate in and the things that he had put before me, I don't think I'm no more than nobody else, because it is only by God's grace and mercy that I got this stuff. He can take it anytime he wants to take it, and yours too. Amen. Ooh, you got a BMW, so what? Y'all got a cat, so what? That's God's stuff. I can't take that with me. You can't take that with you. Hell, somebody. Boys, got quiet of me. Good God Almighty. I'm going to tell it like it is. You know, he had a song. I said, tell it like it is. Y'all remember that song? See, together, I'm on the battlefield. I don't forget. See, when we started out, me and my brother, Mom used to say, y'all hold hands. And we used to hold hands and walk across Spinner Street. And she would say, look up one way and look up the other way. Because, you know, she was trying to protect us from any harm or any danger from one of the cars. You know, it had a one-way street. I said, why should I always say, look up the other way? Ain't no car coming that way. But as I got older, I thought about it. Because some people may be drunk and don't know which way it is anyway. And I used to hold hands and go to school. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Oh, shucks, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all remember Kush Kush? Oh, shucks, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all remember flapjacks?
Yes,
sir. You knew we had flapjacks, we ain't had no syrup. Good God Almighty. But we had the syrup, we had the flap. My God, it's good, ain't
it? Yes, sir.
We don't know what we're going to eat today. Grandmama said we got beans and rice.
All right.
And baked chicken. Now, if you don't want that, that's all we got.
That's right.
That's all we got. You're starving, devil. You're going to starve. Yeah, you are. I'm talking about them old days. You know why I always talk about them? Because that was love.
Say it.
That was compassion. If one of the neighbors got a chicken and you ain't got none, they're going to bring you some of them. They might not bring you all of them. And they'll sit with you and they'll start striking up a song of like Calvary, surely he died on Calvary's cross. And after a while, they start singing a song, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from and washes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. Back to the text. I ain't going to hold you long. Look what it said. Look what it said. It says, a certain man, was carried. Now, the family that he come from, they was church going, ever did. Hello, somebody. Because they didn't even try to hit them. They just put him at the gate and said, now, you got to have some money when we come out the church. You know some people like that? They don't want nothing but some money. And money come and go anyway. You can't keep it, because if you're trying to steal from God, he's going to make you lose it anyway, some kind of way. Make the little car stop or something. I'm talking about God. Man, you can't steal from God. You pray. Better give it up, or he'll take it. They laid him, that was 2 seconds. I might not even finish it. They laid him at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And I skipped over something. It say F, it's because it say D-A-I-L-Y. What is it? David. They didn't care about him. We got to pay our rent. We got to pay our utility bill. And you living on us for free. Poor man, cripple, can't walk. You know some people like that? The day the first, and the checks come out. No checks come out tomorrow, though. Well, I give my check on the third. I wish I could get a check on the third. Yeah. Trying to get a check on the first. You got to pay your bills on the first. You don't pay your bills, they want to put you out. Amen. Because what? It ain't like it used to be, man. I remember when Bob Mama used to send a note down there to Joe Bob's store and say, go get me this. And even if they didn't have no money, they still came back with what, some groceries. You can't go to Walmart and say, yeah, so, go to Walmart. They want to put you there up there where I'm in. But you don't want to have the money. Bring it back. But I like the old days because Mama beat my butt, and I thank God for Mama beat my butt because it made me a better man. I know how to say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, say yes, sir, yes, yes, thank you, sir. I know how to say my grace because they taught us how to be in church. Grandmama say, I don't care if you got one pair of pants and one shirt and a pair of shoes and they might have holes in it. You take it and wash it and hold your head up because a better day is on the way. I'm talking about Eugene, my son. I said, boy, if we had what you had, we would think we was God's gift to me.
Come on.
He said, don't sound that way. We had a little old thunk horse and buggy we used to play with, and the girls used to play with jacks. Y'all remember that? That was mine. Soccer. See, some of us have forgotten where we come from. That's why I'm praying. That's why God bringing you back to let you know. Don't forget where you come from. God has gone a mighty long way. Only by His grace. Only by His mercy. Only by His goodness that we can sit here and thank God for what He has done for us in our life. I ain't saying your life, in our life. God, you ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing. I ain't either. It's God that's doing it. That's what Paul said, Apostle Paul. In Him we have our being, don't we? Laid at the gate called beauty. Which is, and then he said, not only was he laid there, but he needed some what? Money. He in bad shape. He can't walk. I don't care how your situation is today. And I don't care what you're going through today. I come to encourage you through the grace of God that whatever it is, it ain't too big for Jesus. Because I know a man that named Jesus, he'll put a door where there ain't no door. He'll put a smile on your face. And now that he'll open some doors that have been closed for many years. And he'll shut some doors that have been open for many years. Because he said, I'm God and I'm God all by myself. And remember that he said, I know the thoughts that you had of me, thoughts of good and evil. I have set before thee a door and no man can shut me. Revelation 3:8, go read. It's for you. With your name on it.
Yes,
tell yourself, say, God, God bless me with my name. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. And I promise you that I serve Him till I die. And let me tell you something. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. It may not come when you want it to come, but serving the Lord will pay off after a while. When the doctor gave you a bad report, you can say, Lord, I know that that doctor gave me that report, but what you say? Because whatever you say, I'm going to go with you. Because you got all power. You made this body. And not only have you made this body, but you know my thoughts. You know the thoughts that I have of you. Because Jeremiah 29 said, I know the thoughts that I have of you. Thoughts of good and not evil. I'm going to give you a good expectation in. That's for somebody here today. I know the thoughts he said of you. And don't worry about what you're going to do. Because he's going to have it in his own time. Ain't God good? Then he's seeing and he's asking for some money, Jane Garvin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, who seeing Peter and John about to go up into the temple and ask for, money. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. These old boys, they didn't have no Stacey Adams on. They didn't have no silk suit on.
All right.
And they didn't have no fine car, no catback, whatever you want to call it. But what they had was a direct line with Jesus.
Well,
I don't care who you are, you need Jesus this morning. I need Jesus this morning in my life. And if you ain't got it in your life, you need to come and get it. He said, call him up. Tell him what you got. I ain't here by myself. He told something. Before I even started walking, and he said, call him up and had the windows up on the church and flies and everything, but they still be packing their feet saying, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on what? The main line. He on the main line this morning. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't do without you. Lord, I need you to help me along life way. See, God got to help you every now and then. And you got to say, Lord, give me the strength that I can run this race. I get tired every now and then. I think about the suffering and the pain and the agony that Jesus went through. So I let you know that in my suffering, I gain eternal life. Wow. In your suffering, you gain eternal life. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm on the battlefield from out of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I promise you, 30 years ago, that I served till I died. And I thank God today because I'm just testifying the goodness of God. Because he told me, he said, I ain't going to put you in the hospital. And I ain't been there yet. And I ain't going to put no life on me. I ain't did that yet. God is faithful, man. Somebody say, why you preach so hard? I can't do nothing else but preach. I can't sing. Joe can't beat no drum. Joe can't get up no choir because I'll mess up the choir. I ain't going to do that. I got good sense. Mama said, if you don't know something, just leave it alone. Back to the text. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. You hear what I say? He said, but such as I have in the name of Jesus.
Well,
it's just something about the name of Jesus. Ain't it? It's just something about when you say Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when you keep saying Jesus,
well,
sometimes tears coming out.
Well,
can I hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes when you call on the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus.
Well,
I remember when grandmama used to call him up and say, the blood of Jesus, it washes me white as snow.
Well,
and not only will it wash me, but it will give me strength from day to day.
Well,
can I get a witness up in you?
Yeah.
Somebody know what I'm talking about? Because the blood of Jesus is something that he died for you and I. And that's what these old boys here were doing. Praising and keeping the commandment of the Lord Jesus.
Well,
the Bible said that Peter and John went up together at the hour of prayer.
Well,
ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Peter and John at one time didn't get together. They was intimate with one another. They were jealous of one another. But let me tell you something about something that is a problem. It's called the Holy Ghost.
All right.
See, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, as I said this morning, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to worry about what they're saying about you. You'll still look good and show them love because love is in your heart. See, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to worry about today because and tomorrow because tomorrow will take care of itself. If he called me in, that's okay, good. If you still let me in, that's okay, because I'm in the hands of the Lord. And one thing I know about the Holy Ghost, it don't lie, and it don't cheat. But it'll get up in you, and it'll put something in you that somebody else can say, that man or that woman is just distinguished. It's something about him. I just don't know what it is. Yes, I know what it is. It's the Holy Ghost. And God, ain't God all right? Excuse me, but they said we don't have no money. Peter and John said, look on us, little brother. Silver and gold, I don't have. But such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Ain't God all right? They didn't have to put no hands on him. They didn't have to lay hands. All he did was use his voice, and he didn't holler loud. He said, in the name.
We hope.
hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5.